Start this because it's a anniversary show,
just like you normally would.
Like, I'm your host.
Sure. Yeah. Or you could start it just like this.
I am your host, Toby, and alongside me celebrating this anniversary show are my friends. Introduce yourself, friends.
Rudy,
Kristen,
Tyler.
So like I said, this is the anniversary show, the 1 or 2 year anniversary show. Because we don't know how long we've been around.
1 or 2 years, apparently.
Well, okay, so...
Uno, dos.
A quick story on what happened is we started the show 2 years ago, but then we took a, like, 8-month hiatus, and then we slowly started recording a few more episodes, and we were only posting on YouTube for that first year, right?
Uh-huh.
And we only started recording as fast as we could was because Tyler was in town right before it was during the holidays and
we taking a break from the reptilian ship.
Yeah, he was of course. So we rushed and we put a couple episodes together while Tyler was here, and I think I only released them like every couple of weeks on YouTube, and then we took a big break and then we came back. And when we started actually recording and releasing episodes again, it was exactly 1 year and 1 day later. So our anniversary.
Every other weekend I've been held captive to do this. I just want y'all to know, help me out there.
So
I'm stuck in a house.
So our anniversary is for 2 years is on January 9th, but for 1 year it's January 10th. So
yeah, because one of our first episodes ever was actually a game show, and I don't think Toby
one of the
released
first,
it yet.
One of the first like 4 or 5 episodes is well, there's
which
two
I
of them.
Won. No,
there's two different ones, and we actually talked about it in the last After Dark. So if anyone ever wants to hear those game shows, let me know, and I might release them.
Do
I
it.
I lose so
do
good.
It.
The quality is so bad because we didn't have this mixer, and all we had was one USB mic, and there's like 6 people trying to talk
and
on
we're
it.
All hovered around the same exact coffee table.
I didn't know those didn't get released.
Yeah, they've never been released. No one's ever heard them but me.
Interesting.
And that's like Vault. It's like Disney's Vault.
And it's back when I used to edit out all the cuss words, so because I thought I was going to try to be family friendly, and that went out the window, because that's a lot more work than it's actually worth.
I'm really bad. I have a sailor's mouth. Bad.
I don't cuss ever on this show, so.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
If anyone can go back and find a time that Rudy has cussed, please let us know.
Yeah, please do. Let me know.
Because what episode did you start with us?
Deep Web?
Was it Deep Web?
Deep Web or Zika, one of the two.
Whichever one is first.
Right. Zika.
I think it was Zika.
Zika.
Because Evan and Tina were with us.
See, I don't ever swear in case my mom wants to listen to these shows. I don't want her to hear me cussing.
You don't ever cuss in
she
your house.
She kicked my ass.
Yeah.
He's really afraid that Santa's listening.
You don't?
No. Because I have little kids around all the time. I don't cuss in front of them.
Goody two-shoes.
I got little kids around, and boy.
I know.
they got a vocabulary. Yeah.
They know how to really take up for themselves.
That's right. With their mouths.
So if this happens to be your first time listening to us, our show's usually about conspiracies or the supernatural or the fringe or barking dogs that we always have barking outside. But anyways,
it's probably the shadow people.
Yeah, it's the shadow people that live outside.
Crawling backwards water across the street.
Oh, I got to tell you that ghost story later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But this is not going to be one of our typical shows. This is going to be our anniversary show, and we're doing a game show. And we've done a game show before on our 25th episode.
Champion right here.
Oh, God. Cheater.
Yeah, Rudy won the last one. Now some
He's the oldest in our group, just so you know. He's got more info. He's wiser.
Okay. It wasn't a victory. It was a slaughter. Okay.
He was sitting right next to the guy with the answers.
I was sitting like way on the other side. You were the closest one of any of us, bub.
And I was trying to cheat.
Right.
Okay, so I figured with some of the questions are going to be repeats, but it's just to see if y'all learned anything.
Absolutely, probably not.
Yeah.
Slept since then.
Yeah. Right.
I've drank since then.
So what's the order? Because we're not going to do any special little gimmicks, no like trade questions. It's just going to be straight up. We're going to pick the order and whatever order we start at. So ladies first or youngest first?
I say we start with Tyler and go clockwise.
Rochambeau.
It'd be the easiest. Oh, no, Rochambeau. No. I'm done.
So, Tyler, you're going to go first. Kristen second.
And as the champion, I will be willing to go last.
Right. I do.
Kristen is staring daggers into me.
Can I throw my white flag right now? Do we got white flags?
Nope,
throw it
in? That's not part of this.
How about towels?
Phone a friend?
No phone a friend.
Cheat.
Give me the answers.
Ask the audience.
So let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will start the first portion of the games. We'll be right back.
Insert clapping here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miles, better known as Mr. Most Days Off.
And I'm Richie the Whiz Kid.
And we're the host of the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, available at thefanspodcast.com.
Each and every week, we review two classic Simpsons episodes from way back in the 90s.
Follow us on Twitter at Best Darn Diddly, and go check out our show at thefanspodcast.com.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub.
Nah, man, that's the wrong show.
God damn it, Kyle.
That's both not my name and the wrong show.
Dope!
There it is. Remember, everyone, it's the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, available at thefanspodcast.com and iTunes and Stitcher.
Woohoo!
Hey, this is Nock from the Geek Yogurt Podcast. Tune in every week as we discuss movies, TV, comics, and video games. We are on Podbean, iTunes, Satchel, or on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Yogurt Podcast and weigh in on our weekly topics.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, our YouTube channel, visit our site, Parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on PodcastRadioNetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following at Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps.
In the swamps. In the swamps. In the swamps.
So we are back, and to start off the anniversary games, the 1 or 2 year anniversary games, we're going to play some Mandela games.
Ooh. Welcome to the Secret Games, the anniversary edition. Today we'll be playing the Mandela games.
So,
oh, I'm really good at this.
So basically, this first part is it this or that?
Did it happen?
Well, yeah. So you're gonna try to pick which one is the correct version of whatever the thing is. So Tyler,
all right, bring it on.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready
to play. Is it this or that?
Sure.
Okay.
Gosh, Tyler.
Is it Sex and the City or Sex in the City, the TV show?
Oh, fuck that show. Let's go with the first one.
Sex and the City?
No, that one doesn't. Okay, the second one.
You want to go with Sex in the City?
God, yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Wait, which one do you want?
The second one.
Sex in the City.
Shit, I know I've heard this one
before. Give him a time limit.
Hey,
he can edit out all the dead air. It's all
right. Okay, let's go back to the first one. Yeah, first one.
Sex and the City?
Yep.
Is that your confirmed
that's
answer?
That's my confirmed answer.
You are correct. It is Sex yes. and the City.
Good job. Good God, I changed my mind.
Okay, Kristen. Is it the Bernstein Bears or the Bernstein Bears? So is it the Bernstein? Is it T-E-I-N or T-A-I-N? Which one is it? What is the correct answer? Bernstein or Bernstein?
As much as you've thrown a fit about this.
I know. That's why I thought it was funny that
it sounds
this is
so
hers.
Familiar. Like, it sounds like...
Do you want...
The Bernstein.
Which one? Which spelling to be confirmed? T-E or T-A?
Now, did he have to spell it?
Well, he had N or
it's
and.
Not, it, oh, God. Bernstein. It's the Bernstein Bears. Because it's Jan Bernstein.
Is it T-E-I-N or T-A-I-N, just to be confirmed?
This is not fair. My God.
There should really be a time limit on
well,
this.
Can I see how it's written?
No, it's Bernstein. Or
it's Bernstein.
T-A-I-N?
God, I hope so, yeah.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Confirmed.
T-A-I-N?
Yes.
You got it.
I could not push it.
Stop time.
Right.
Oh, says the man with a clock over here.
Okay. So, Rudy.
Yes. Give Rudy a hard one. Don't even.
I'm just going in order.
That's not fair.
Y'all picked the orders. Is it
spelling.
The Flintstones or the Flintstones?
Ooh,
is
yes.
it Flintstones or Flintstones?
I believe it's Flintstones.
With the T. Flintstones.
Yes.
It's not Flintstones?
No. I'm confirming it with T.
You got that.
Oh, well, that would have to make it end.
Okay. Tyler.
All right.
Don't you play
so,
with
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood intro song, he sings, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood," or... It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Do you know how old I was?
In this neighborhood or in the neighborhood?
Do you know how old I was when this show came out, right?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
In this, sure.
In this?
Yeah,
confirmed?
Confirmed.
You got it.
All right. Lucky guess.
Cheat codes.
Okay, Kristen.
Mandela.
Great. Am I gonna have to spell?
Exactly. That's exactly what this is.
Am I gonna have to spell this one out?
Probably. Is it Krispy Kreme or Krispy Kreme? Is it spelt with two C's or two K's?
Two K's.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Confirmed.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm absolutely.
You got the point.
I'm not even a donut eater. I hate donuts. That's why I was like, why the hell did I get the donut one? Remember earlier I said, I hate fucking donuts.
Rudy.
Yes?
Is it Fruit Loops or Fruit Loops? Is it fruit as in F-R-U-I-T or fruit as in F-R-O-O-T?
See, you should have somebody spell that one out.
I believe it's the F-R-O-O-T spelling now instead of fruit.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Are you saying that's a Mandela?
Yeah.
You're correct. It is fruit. With it. Two A's.
You should have had to spell that one out.
Fruit. There's two
fruit loops
freaking ways.
Or Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops or Fruit.
Tyler.
All right.
This one's a familiar one.
Okay.
Is it Interview with the Vampire or Interview with a Vampire? Interview with the Vampire or Interview with a Vampire?
Yeah, I have a chance. I have a chance at winning now.
Let's see.
So if he misses it, does it go to the next person?
We can do that.
Well, we can't change
the rules.
No,
we can't, because there's only two. If he gets that one wrong, then the next person will get the only remaining answer.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the...
You're going to go with interview with the vampire? Is that your confirmed answer?
Yeah, we'll confirm that answer.
Lock it in.
It's interview with a vampire. You missed that one.
I am winning at something.
Okay, Miss Cocky.
No. I disagree with that. I think it is interview with the vampire.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's not interview with a vampire. That's the whole Mandela. Is it used to be a vampire. Now it's the vampire.
No, I think you've been Mandela'd so hardcore again. Kristen's looking it up. Because it is interview with a vampire. Everyone is pulling out their phone. What is it?
Interview with the vampire.
God damn.
Are you sure? Yes.
I can't even trust our host.
Our host has been Mandela'd. What do we do? What's going on here?
Everyone better check all these answers.
God dang. I'm going back.
Okay.
No, I'm not going back on my own. I got to go back on everyone.
I'm not going back on my own. Okay, no, you Kristen, better not. You Kristen. Leave it alone, you fruitcake. Yeah.
Are you ready?
With two O's.
Is it Looney Tunes or Looney Tunes? Tunes as in T-U-N-E-S or Tunes as in T-O-O-N-S?
This isn't fair. I've never
This one's tough because, yeah, this one's brutal. I know what it is, but it's rough.
Is it Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S, or Looney Tunes, T-O-O-N-S?
T-O-O-N-E-S, final answer confirmed.
You mean T-O-O-N-S?
Oh, yeah.
She combined them.
Well, yeah, I was combining. I was winning either way.
It's like when you make your true and false look the same.
Yeah. So I said, circle them all. And when I asked, like, yeah, that's what I was circling.
So you're saying T-O-O-N-S?
Yeah.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Nope, that's not it. It is T-O-N-E-S. Yes, I'm serious. Because
that's a big one.
I never watched those.
I remember growing up.
My kids don't watch those.
I never watched Sex in the City.
I remember growing up and watching it, T-O-O-N-S. That's and now all of a sudden it's T-U-N-E-S, so it blows my mind to see that one.
Okay, Rudy.
Yeah.
This is the last one of Is It This or
is
That?
Is anyone going to save me on that? Everyone wanted to save Tyler on
that. No, because I already know, so you're done.
Is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Buffy a Vampire Slayer?
Oh, for real? I've never heard this one.
Some of these I may have added in there. You never know.
It's
this one is
always,
one of them. I'm saying that for the ones coming up, because some of them I did have to make up.
It's always been Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I'm confirming that one.
Buffy
the Vampire Slayer.
Not Buffy A.
Correct. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay, you got a point.
There you go.
And that's going to be the end of round one.
Oh, I can make him
yeah. I saved your ass on a point,
ass.
Too, buddy.
Huh?
I saved your ass on a point, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm all about being fair.
Well, you weren't a very good lawyer, because, I mean, you're like, oh, yeah, it used to
okay.
be on me.
Are y'all ready for round two? Movie quotes.
I'm decent.
Okay. Oh, are you?
No, but...
All right, Tyler.
This is where I'll shine.
Do this.
So, the famous Forrest Gump quote, life was like a box of chocolates, or life is like a box of chocolates?
I'll go with was.
You're going to say life was like a box of chocolates?
Yep.
Confirmed answer?
Yep. Confirmed.
That's correct.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Now, we're saying
from the
movie.
Why do you wait on
movie?
Him every time? You look at him and you're like, confirm.
He gives me that wink or
you
not.
You give him
if
a
it's
wait,
a,
like a waiting period, like, yeah.
If it's, because I usually don't say confirmed.
Which is funny because, this is a little side story, but there is a shirt at our local Goodwill, and I keep trying to show you it every time I'm in there, but I forget. And it actually is the whole entire quote, and it says, life is like a box of
well,
chocolates.
In the test footage, it does say that, if anyone wants to try to argue that point. But in the movie, it says, life was like a box of chocolates. So, there's that. All right, you ready for yours, ma'am?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Tarzan.
Cartoon or fucking...
All of them. I looked so hard to make sure.
Oh, you looked so hard? I'm sure you did, because you probably knew the order that this was going to be going in.
Does he say, me, Tarzan, you, Jane? Or does he say, Tarzan, Jane, Tarzan, Jane?
Me, Tarzan, you, Jane.
Is that your confirmed,
confirmed
answer?
Confirmed.
That is not correct. He says, Tarzan, Jane, Tarzan, Jane.
Well, then the commercial's wrong.
Yep. That's why that's Mandela.
I hate you.
I have an audio clip. See, this
See,
is
why... See, I've only watched a cartoon.
This is where I'm going to insert... I looked at the cartoon, too.
I've never even seen any
None of them.
Else.
I looked everywhere, and I could not find it saying, me, Tarzan, you, Jane. So... But I'm
so
gonna...
he says Tarzan, Jane?
Here.
You. Tarzan. Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane.
Oh, please stop. Let me go. I can't bear this.
Tarzan.
Tarzan. Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. Tarzan. Oh, I see.
No, no, no. No. I'm Jane.
No, no, no. No. I'm Jane.
No, no. Jane. Tarzan. Jane.
Jane.
So yes, you're very wrong on that one, Kristen. So now it is Rudy's turn. Does Tom Hanks actually say, Houston, we have a problem? True or false?
True. That's confirmed.
That is true.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem. We have a main bus B undervolt.
What are they saying that it might...
They're saying that he never said that. Or,
that...
You're saying we have
no,
a problem.
No, you're right.
Okay.
That was one of the ones that I made up to see if people would second guess on that one.
How dare him.
Okay. Tyler?
Yep.
Is it in the Star Wars movie, Darth Vader says, Luke, I am your father... Or no, I am your father.
No, I am your father. Confirmed answer.
Okay, you got it.
He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Okay, Kristen. Is it... This is from the movie Warriors.
I've never even seen that movie.
Oh, my God.
You just got the bad
serious?
Luck. Is it Warriors...
Can you skip ahead?
Warriors come out and play, or is it Warriors come out to play? Come out and play, or come out to play?
Come out to play, confirmed. I don't know.
Come out to play?
Yes.
You got it.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Warriors come out to play.
That's not right at all. Mandela.
Don't second guess my answer, God.
Hold on. Here's the clip.
Warriors come out to play. Warriors come out to play.
Dude, that movie was fucking amazing. Just that character alone.
But the Warriors is not the one where they like paddle, is it?
This is like a gang.
This is gang warfare.
Yeah,
warfare.
It's a bunch of different gangs and stuff.
What's the movie where they have the paddle?
I don't know what you're
I'm
talking
about. What's that movie where they do like the...
The paddle?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about with that.
Yeah,
I'm not
you
sure
You know
either.
What I am talking... You'll know. They do... It's the hazing is what they call it.
I don't
oh
know.
God.
I don't either.
All right,
is it a gang movie? I'm not sure about the paddling.
Not gang.
Are you thinking of Clockwork Orange for some reason? I don't know. There's no paddle in that. There's a gang in it.
Right.
Okay, Rudy.
Okay.
Frankenstein. Is it It's Alive or He's Alive?
Oh, God. Why do you have to do this to me? I think it's Alive.
Confirmed answer?
Yeah, confirming it.
Wrong. He's Alive.
Thank God. Yes, I'm in the lead.
No. Hold on. We're going to play the audio clip right here real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
He's Alive. He's Alive. He's Alive. He's Alive. He's Alive.
So how do you feel about that, Rudy?
I don't feel about that. That's some bullshit right there.
I'm numb.
Man.
Okay, so Tyler, Tyler is in the lead, and it is also his turn. So let's get to it. Field of Dreams. If you build it, if you build it, they will come. Or if you build it, he will come.
I'm going to go with He Will Come, confirmed answer.
He Will Come?
Yeah.
You just remember that from the last episode, don't you?
I think so.
Yep. That's, you got the point? Flip.
If you build it, he will come.
All right, Kristen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. Does he say, "Hello, Clarice"? Or, "Well, Clarice"?
Hello, Clarice. Final answer.
You're wrong.
No way.
What?
Okay, hold on. Now, before I set this up...
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's "Well, Clarice". Now, hold on. Let me explain. There is a second clip in the movie.
Okay, then I can't be held accountable.
No. But he says, "Good evening, Clarice".
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people think he says, "Hello, Clarice." But he does not say, "Hello, Clarice." And I'm going to play both of those clips right now.
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
You're one of Jack Crawford's, aren't you?
I am, yes. Starling.
Well, Clarice. Have the lambs stopped screaming?
Dr. Lecter.
So what do you? How do you feel about that, Kristen?
Mm.
All right, Rudy. Sorry.
Okay.
Here's a good one for everyone that's sitting there bitching about Rudy getting easy ones or whatever. This one's gonna be a little difficult, I think, because mm-hmm. I don't know if you're into this genre of movies, mm-hmm. but Dirty Harry.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
You like Dirty Harry?
Yeah, I love Dirty Harry.
I bet you like a Dirty Sanchez.
He's old
enough. Does he say, "Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?" Or does he say, "Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?"
I think it's been Mandela'd into the "Do I feel lucky?"
So you're going to go
I'm going to go with the "Do I feel lucky?" I'm going to confirm that one.
That's correct.
I know what you think. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
This is stupid.
Because I knew that one. I knew that one.
That makes
I knew that
no
one.
Fucking sense.
Right. Right.
I know. It sounds like it should be.
Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Not. Do
and he says
I
it two different
lucky.
Times in that movie.
Do I feel lucky? Why the fuck would he say that?
Because he's got one bullet in the... He's
improper,
like, did I fire 5 or did I fire 6 times?
Yeah, he had just...
I lost count during all the commotion.
Right, he had just had a shootout with a guy, and he's like, Yeah, he does that whole, do I have five or do I have six?
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Right. Right.
No, he goes, you just have one question to ask yourself. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? That's how it's like.
Oh,
see, when you know the
content. Ask him, yes. Do I right. feel lucky? And then he's like,
ask yourself another question.
Well, do you, punk? Yeah.
So that's,
do you feel lucky?
It makes sense when you hear the entire clip, but like.
Never seen that movie either.
Oh, I like it.
It's good.
I watched it for the first time when I had all my wisdom teeth pulled out, so it was the best because I was on good painkillers.
You had your wisdom teeth pulled out?
Uh-huh. The things,
man,
you
those
learn.
Gratuitously violent 80s action flicks are the best.
Yeah.
Man. Absolutely.
So that's going to end it for that round of Mandela movie quotes.
What's a score?
Do you want to... Okay, hold on. Tyler has 6. Kristen has 3 and Rudy has 5.
Ooh. Tyler be
oh
cheating.
Someone's falling behind there.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready for this next round?
Sure.
Do you want to know what it's called?
Sure.
It's called.
Huh?
I won't work on your house tomorrow.
Damn. That's sorry.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
This round is called Mandela. Dead or alive.
Is this all Mandela? Alive,
no, this is me. The last Mandela round. And then we're
how
just...
many rounds do we have?
17.
17.
I hope, because I need some catching up to do after Mandela.
Okay. Are y'all ready?
Sure.
Dead or alive. Tyler, tell me if this person is dead or alive. Betty White.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Alive?
Is she alive?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Yeah, why not?
You're correct. She is alive. She is
94. Gave it away.
She is 94.
I didn't give it away.
Well,
oh,
I saw. I think I saw her recently on a what's that?
Snickers commercial.
No, that where the old people play pranks on.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty funny actually.
I don't know. I don't have cable.
Okay, Kristen. Neil Armstrong. Is he dead or alive?
No. It's perfect that she gets Neil Armstrong. Too.
Oh, because the moon's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah.
Hopefully that bitch is dead.
Oh, that's not nice.
Wow.
That's not nice at all.
Wow.
Because I'm about to say that he is.
Are you confirming
is
that he's
he
dead?
Dead. Neil Armstrong. Confirmed. Fuck it.
He's dead?
I'm already behind. What does it matter anyway?
You got the point.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding, Neil. R.I.P.
He died August 25th, 2012.
Oh, that's really close to my goddamn birthday.
Okay, Rudy.
Uh-huh.
This one's a hard one. Jerry Lewis.
Really?
Jerry Lewis is dead.
Is that your confirmed answer?
That's confirmed.
He's alive. He's 90 years old.
It's not Jerry Lewis.
Who is Jerry Lewis?
Not Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, I wasn't thinking Jerry Lee Lewis. I know who Jerry Lewis is.
I think it's an actor.
Yeah.
I think. I can't remember.
Oh, I thought it was actually Jerry Lee Lewis' son or something.
Okay. Are you going to look it up for
me? I'm going to have to look at this one
just
up, yeah.
Jerry Lewis. Okay, Tyler.
Hit me.
Patrick Swayze. Is he dead or is he alive?
Pretty sure he's alive.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Yeah, why not?
Oh. He is dead. He died
really?
September 14th, 2009.
Yes, that was the saddest moment for me. I knew he was gone forever.
Oh, I got confused with him and Julian.
God damn it. Jerry Lewis is still alive. Sorry, Jerry Lewis. I didn't mean
that. That is true. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, Kristen, are you ready for your dead or alive?
Yeah.
You're coming with me. No.
He's dead. I saw that in the movie. No, just kidding.
Fidel Castro.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, are you kidding me right now?
Is he dead or alive?
Fidel Castro?
Yes.
Let me think. He's dead.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Well, wait. Does he have a junior or anything behind his name?
No, it's Fidel Castro.
Yeah, he's dead.
The leader of Cuba.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Is he dead, Tyler?
I can't help you.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Laura?
Just
help.
Answer the Laura question.
No, he's alive. God dang it, I hope. I don't know. I cannot freaking figure it out. like trying to think about the news and everything.
Fidel Castro, dead or alive.
Oh my fucking god. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that on the air. Dead.
You're gonna go with dead?
Just do it. I don't care.
He is dead. He died November 25th, 2016.
That's yeah, so close. Are you serious?
Yeah.
He God. Just died. So you get a point.
I didn't never hear about that, so I'm so terrified.
Okay, Rudy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Dick Van Dyke.
He better be dead. He better be dead.
It's so bad that you're wording
dead
it like skis. That.
I don't care. He's dead. Confirm
Dick Van Dyke is dead?
Yeah.
He's alive. He is 91 years old. He's alive. It was one. I got to say Dick and Dyke in this, and he and you don't get a point.
This is
so that's awesome.
Great bullshit.
Isn't Dick Van? Wait, maybe I got it mixed up with some movie or show.
He was in a show. Bewitched. Dude? Was it Bewitched or the?
Oh yeah, and then he played in another show later on, like.
Oh, the Dick Van Dyke show?
The Dick Van Dyke show. That's what I'm yeah, that thinking. Was he in Bewitched for a little while?
No, I think he was a younger dude in Bewitched. The actually dude.
I know the guy that in Bewitched like, got replaced.
Just because everybody at home is not really knowing this right now, Rudy is fucking Googling every goddamn answer possible.
Okay.
Because that motherfucker
Tyler,
is dead.
Are you ready for this one?
That was dead. Yeah.
Dick Van Mel Brooks, is he dead or alive?
Die already.
Mel Brooks is the Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein.
I hate you
director.
So much, Toby. I'm just
Mel Brooks,
this.
Is he dead or alive?
What did you do? Like, scrape the bottom of the barrel when doing these questions?
I'm pretty sure he's dead. Confirmed the answer.
Mel Brooks is alive. Oh, God.
Playing catch up there, buddy.
I'm sorry, I just hit the microphone.
Not if you keep getting them wrong.
I know.
Okay, Kristen.
Why do I get all these
Are you ready?
Alive people. I want a dead one next time.
Are you ready?
I think. Yeah, go ahead.
Tracy Morgan, dead or alive?
Oh, my God. Tracy Morgan. Oh, I haven't seen him in anything in a while, but does that mean that he's dead or he's just not doing good in his career?
He might just be dead to society, you know.
He's alive.
He's alive? Is that your confirmed answer?
Yes.
He was in that bad accident with the Walmart truck.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He's alive, then.
He is alive. He's
alive. Walmart made sure his ass was
yeah.
alive. They're like, we are not paying
so
for Kristen
this. So Kristen gets a point.
They cloned him.
Okay. God. Rudy?
My palms are sweaty.
What other 10 actor you're gonna give me?
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson's dead. I know he's dead. He's dead.
Confirmed answer.
Yes.
Oh. He's alive. He's 63 years old.
Oh, man. I hate this fucking game so much right
it's
now.
It's so awesome seeing Rudy defeated.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
Louis Anderson, he's dead.
He just won that Emmy, too. That's what's fucked up. I just remember
that.
Then
why would he die?
I don't know.
I got lucky with Fidel Castro.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
You should have known Fidel Castro. It's just been all over the news for like...
I don't read the news.
Right.
I'm at work, y'all.
So do you want to know what the scoreboard is right now after round three?
Winning.
Tyler is at 7 points, Kristen is at 6, and Rudy is in last place with 5.
What? Yes!
I gave no points the last round.
We finally are winning at something with Rudy.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, I play a good game of catch-up, so.
Yeah, he does.
Well, let's take a small break, and then we'll get to our final 12 questions.
Yeah, keep bragging, bitches. I'll catch you.
Now, these are going to be questions that may have popped up on the last game show, so we'll see if you have learned. We'll be right back.
Louis Armstrong is dead. He's dead.
And right after he goes, no, he's alive, I was like, fuck, he just won
that
Emmy.
He just got through saying,
God,
I want
damn
somebody.
It.
We interrupt the podcast you were listening to talk about another podcast. My name is J.D. Bloot, and along with my wife, Crises, we are the Crises vs. Bloot Show, your world intergender tag team champions of the world. We're a comedy podcast focused on our misguided lives, a little bit of fun, and we throw in some wrestling and horror chat for good measure. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play Music, or wherever you get your podcasts from, so please don't forget to check us out.
So he says, that's how you get Inside Out, Wiener.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there. We were just talking about a new favorite podcast, the Careless Deviation Podcast.
Oh, yes. Those boys are the best.
The show feels like you're just sitting on the porch with an old friend. Kim Kardashian says it's like a cold drink of tea on a warm summer day.
Oh, and they are. See, I was going to end it all, and these boys saved my life. I came home drunk one day, lit a cigarette, fell asleep, burned the whole house down. Lost the kids and the wife. They brought me back from the edge, they did.
We've all been there. Tom here slept with my wife while I was out of town. When I found out, I went to his house to kittle him. When I showed up, he was listening to Careless Deviation. Well, needless to say, I dumped that fat whore and Tom and I became the best of friends.
Now we're like two peas in a pod.
Podcast, that is. You can find them on Stitcher and iTunes.
Don't forget their website, carelessdeviationpod.com.
Oh, and make sure you follow them on Twitter, @deviationpod. And they will be on YouTube soon, so keep an eye out for that. New episodes every Wednesday.
Careless Deviation, your new old friend.
Hey guys, this is Bill.
This is Phineas.
And together, we're the Tattooed Bananas. We do a comedy podcast, and on our comedy podcast, we talk about all kinds of wacky crap, like
nutscaping.
I'll tuck you in tonight.
Turning your funeral into a funeral.
Can I have an ice pop? Can I have a candy?
Dick fishing, furniture banging, and so much more. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and connect with us with the Potter and Family hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah, don't forget to check out the Instagram. Throw a bag of bagels at someone's head.
So we are back to the final round. And again, Tyler standing at 7 points. Kristen at 6.
This is the it round?
Rudy has 5.
Rub it in.
Yes. I believe there's 12 questions, so that means 4 questions apiece.
But if Tyler gets all 4 of his, we're fucked.
Yes. Okay.
So pray for rain.
So these questions are just general. They can be about conspiracies. They can be about anything. They can be about something that we've talked about in our previous episodes. They could be questions from the previous game show, our episode 25. Okay, Tyler?
I was out there listening to it, by the way.
On your little smoke break?
Yep.
So, are you ready to start the round?
Let's do it.
What year was JFK assassinated? Was it? They're all multiple choice. They're all multiple choice.
Doesn't matter.
Was it A, 1963, B, 1942, C, 2011, or D, 1954?
Can I hear him again?
1963. B, 1942, C, 2011, D, 1954.
God damn.
What year was
JFK
assassinated?
What did you say B was?
B was 1942.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
You want to go with B? Confirmed
yep.
answer?
Confirmed answer.
You are correct.
Oh, God damn it. I am really getting good at this guessing thing.
JFK assassinated?
What?
JFK?
Yeah.
63.
Oh.
Not 42.
It is 63. You're wrong.
Hey, yes. No. You already put the point on there.
No.
It's too late.
It is
I was like, wait a minute. He was not assassinated during World War II.
Yeah, no. I think I got...
You know what? I didn't even think about
I can't,
that.
Okay. That was an error on my part. Yep. That is wrong. I'm sorry.
Pretty sure I got that one wrong in the last game show.
I believe so, too.
I hate years.
Because
I was 63.
Wrong. He was wrong. I wrote down the wrong thing. I'll explain later.
No, then we all get a point.
No, he was wrong.
He was just straight Damn wrong, right?
I wrote down the wrong answer, and I know why.
I know it was 63 because my mom was born in 58 and she was alive whenever he was assassinated. So that's how I always give myself that little gap right there. If it's someone tries to fool me before that 58, you're screwed. But 58.
Or after. You can just remember the show 11/22/63.
I don't even remember that.
Or you can remember that he wasn't assassinated while fighting fucking Hitler. So
right,
you don't know that.
You know, that's a really good point. I don't know that. I was not there.
Yeah. All right, touché. Are you
Finally,
ready?
Something really wasn't.
Are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Let's see this.
Where was Mel's Hole located?
Oh, my.
Which state? Was it A, Washington, B, New Mexico, C, Virginia, or D, Florida?
Holy fuck.
I'm really glad I pay attention to these shows.
You're the only one. That's why you'll probably make the comeback on this, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, say those again because I thought it was in Arizona.
And that was not one of the choices. Mel's Hole, what state was it located in? A, Washington, B, New Mexico, C, Virginia, or D, Florida?
C, Virginia, final answer.
You're wrong.
Can I say?
You can
New Mexico.
Say it.
Washington.
It was Washington.
Really? Mel's Hole version 2 was in New Mexico. Wasn't it? Remember the second one?
Yeah,
the second one.
But I wanted Mel's original hole.
Mel's original hole.
Oh, yeah, Mel's original hole. Fucking okay, right in the hole.
Rudy.
Right in the hole.
Rudy. Yeah. Are you ready for your question?
Oh, absolutely.
How do you gain access to the deep web? What browser do you use? Is it A, Firefox, B, BitNetwork, C, Anon Secure, or D, Tor?
Tor.
That was easy, though.
Sorry, guys. That's just how the cards are laid out. I'm just scrolling down to the next question.
Must I remind everybody that I'm probably in the ones that you're grabbing from, I was half lit on everything? Or fully lit.
That doesn't sound like my problem.
Tyler. Right. That's not my issue either. That's why I don't drink during these shows. Gotta keep...
You do drink during these shows, though.
No, I
have literally handed you my wine glass, and you have taken a drink out of it.
Oh.
Okay. One sip out of your four glasses of
you
wine.
You drank my whole wine glass, and when I went to go get a drink of it, it was gone.
Blasphemous lies.
No, Mandela, bitch, because you drink it all, and then
Mandela, because I don't
drink,
so don't even.
You're such a liar. You don't drink.
Okay, Tyler, are you ready?
I am ready.
How far am I behind?
Way far behind.
Not bad.
I've passed you.
I had to get all four to win.
Y'all are tied now.
I had to get all four to win, so therefore I'm not.
Oh, Tyler's sweating now because he got the first one wrong.
And guess what, Tyler? Here's another date question.
Oh, fuck you.
What year did Jack the Ripper terrorize London? Was it A, 1911, B, 1888, C, 1752, or D, 1904? What year did Jack the Ripper terrorize London?
1888, confirmed answer.
Good job. That's right.
I got mine. Good job.
I was just 1800s.
I was impressed that he got that.
And I remember that we
he
were saying
guesses.
We were saying he could have died recently here.
Right.
So I had to like guess in between that.
Ah, okay. See, good. You solved it. Okay, Kristen, are you ready for your question?
Yeah. If I get it right, I better get that out of
there. I'll come pat you on the back and everything.
No, you better put in a hell of a cheer. Like
smack a kiss on me for this, because I'm gonna lose.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What hotel did the Alyssa Lamb case take place at? Was it A, a Holiday Inn, B, Skid Row Tower, C, Cecil Hotel, or D, Hotel Cortez? Do you want me to say them again?
No, I got it.
What is it?
Hotel Cortez, Cecil, and then the whatever tower.
No, I wanted the answer, not you to repeat the answers back to me. Jack.
Not a Holiday Inn? Is that the first one you said?
Holiday Inn
is
A, B is Skid Row Tower, C is Cecil Hotel, and D is Hotel Cortez.
Tyler knows.
Do you know Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
What is it, Tyler?
Hey, my dad's doing this tomorrow. I got work.
Cecil, final answer confirmed.
That's correct. Good job. Good job, baby. I love you so much. You're doing such a good job over there.
All right, everyone be real quiet for a sec so Toby can add in his thunderous applause.
Why?
Peeling the little flower things off.
Good. At least it's not me. My fingers are so
raw. Be nice to me. Help me.
Well, Rudy's going to get this one, I believe.
We believed he was going to get the last 10, but he's
What year did the Battle of Los Angeles take place? A, 1963, B,
1942, yes.
C, 1954, D, 2011.
42.
B?
Yeah.
42.
B.
You got it.
Can you say confirmed answer?
B is confirmed. But okay. I already got the point, so...
Tyler... Who was Guy Fawkes and the other conspirators trying to blow up? Was it A, King James, B, King Henry, C, Lord Byron, or D, Lord Farquaad?
I thought you were going to say Lord Voldemort there for a second.
Lord Farquaad. What was the first one?
Farquaad.
I'm stuck now. Run as fast you can.
Oh, shit. The Muffin Man.
He's like, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Why, you are, Lord Farquaad.
I couldn't say it with a straight face. So, okay, is it A, King James, B, King Henry, C, Lord Byron, or D, Lord Farquaad?
Well, you know it's not Lord
so
Farquaad.
I got this question last time, and I think I got it wrong with the answer. I think it is...
No, this was
no. This is a new one.
Didn't do this one on our last game show
because we did.
I'm pretty sure
we covered the gunpowder plot afterwards.
Yeah, we did the gun. Yeah, what he said. I don't have to repeat it.
I think we did. Exactly, but I think it was still one of the questions that he asked.
Nope, I don't think so.
Go back and listen to it.
Lord
Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
King Henry confirmed answer.
King Henry confirmed answer.
Yeah,
you're wrong. It's called James.
God.
Okay, Kristen.
Which is so funny because there is somebody who calls our store and their name pops up as Farquaad.
Be tied.
And I think it's hilarious. That and Mahard eggs.
Mahard eggs? What the hell?
And I saw a truck go by the other day and it said Mahard eggs. Mahard eggs. And I was like, oh.
Okay,
Mahard
Kristen,
egg farm.
Are
Mahard
you ready? Eggs. Focus.
I'm focused. Don't worry. I'm just not focusing on losing.
The Bunny Man myths in Virginia often have ties to A, lake, B, a bridge, C, a book depository, or D, a church.
I don't even know.
How trashed are you on that one?
I know. She read the entire story on it.
I'm pretty sure she did.
I was probably trashed on that one, too.
Actually, you had a headache in that one.
Oh, see, that's not fair. On that one, I really had a headache.
But you had like a five-minute story.
Yeah, and I had an ice pack to my head the whole entire time.
Some of us haven't been here for most of them.
That's true.
You were here for that one.
So is it A, a lake?
I know the answer.
B, a bridge? C, a book depository? Or D, a church?
The Bunny Man myth?
What does it have ties to? A lake, a bridge, a book depository, or a church?
I know this sounds bad. This is probably medically wrong, but I don't remember anything.
Well, you gotta pick it.
I have to guess. That's what I have to do.
A lake, a bridge, a book depository, or a church?
A lake, final answer.
Oh. It was a bridge.
See, I don't know that one.
You remember the...
No, if I had a headache, I probably don't remember it. That,
okay.
That headache was bad. If I had an ice pack on my head, that was probably the worst one.
And she calls me old. How dare her.
I had the worst.
Okay, Rudy. Are you ready for this one?
Sure.
How many people was John Wayne Gacy convicted of murdering?
Ooh.
Is it A, 28, B, 46, C, 33, or D, 41?
I know it's in the 20s. I could have sworn it was like 22, but I'll go with 28. I'll go with A, confirmed.
Confirmed answer A?
Yeah.
C, 33.
Seriously? Oh, wow. See, I thought it was... It's not closer to 40. It's closer to 28.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think it's closer to 40.
Oh, so we're still tied, you and me, buddy.
I'm screwed.
We'll see what the score is in a minute.
No, we're tied. Trust me.
I'm screwed after the bunny mammoth thing.
Tyler, what does Krampus beat you with if you've been a bad boy or girl? A, a steel rod. B, a chain. C, a birch branch. Or D, a sack of presents.
Here, look, open your mouth so I can feed
birch
you.
Branch. Pretty much.
Tyler gets the birch branch.
Bow.
Okay, Kristen. What is a familiar? Is it a clone? B, a type of artificial intelligence? C, a Danish dessert? Or D, a witch's pet?
D, a witch's pet.
Confirmed answer?
Confirmed.
You get the point. All right, Rudy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Morris K. Jessup wrote the book that what was the? Tied to the Philadelphia Experiment.
Okay.
Which book was it? Was it A, The Case for the UFO, B, The Alchemist, C, Secrets of the Last Nazi, or D, The Philosophy of Time Travel?
One of the... What now?
Morris K. Jessup wrote what book that was tied to the Philadelphia Experiment? Was it A, The Case for the UFO, The Alchemist, B, The Alchemist, C, Secrets of the Last Nazi, or D, The Philosophy of Time Travel?
The closest one that makes any sense is D, The Philosophy of Time Travel.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Yeah.
Well, apparently you've never seen Donnie Darko, because that's what that's from. The Philosophy of Time Travel?
Oh, really? Oh.
The answer was A, The Case for the UFO.
Never would have even guessed that in
that's,
a million
that's,
years.
That's the book that they annotated all the stuff in, remember, from the Philadelphia Experiment? With
yeah.
The tattooed bananas
annotated.
That we did? Annotated, what'd I say?
Anecdoted?
I thought I said whatever. Anyways, so that
I
is...
I think Tyler's our new champion.
That is the game. Are you ready to see what everything adds up to?
Is that the drum roll?
No, I don't know why you're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, who do y'all think it is?
Tyler.
Well, who got first? Or second, I mean.
Me.
Rudy got third.
What?
Kristen got a cool second, but Tyler is our grand champion.
Whoop, whoop.
For the one or 2 year.
Take that.
It?
What?
Do you throw it?
Why would I do such a thing?
Because you're not.
No, he
guy.
Got those wrong.
No,
very square.
Yeah, pretty
I don't
much.
Think so.
He got them wrong all on his own.
All on my own. Yeah.
I don't think so. I could probably bet $200 to $300 to probably $500 that he didn't.
I think
trust
the
me,
Mandela stuff screwed him. I think that's where it got him.
If it was more of the other stuff, Rudy probably would have won.
Yeah.
No. I guarantee
I like how
right
she
now.
Puts so much faith in my niceness. I'm not this nice.
Not always.
No.
He is when it comes to that. He completely.
So, Tyler, do you have any, you know, you helped start the podcast, and now you're our first anniversary champion.
I should get a belt for this.
I know. Like a wrestling belt?
I'll make you one out of your flooring tomorrow. You come home to one string and everything that I've pulled up from the floor.
I'll take it.
How do you feel?
Like a new man.
Yeah? Do you feel like a genius right now?
I pretty much am a genius.
I'm guessing
but
genius.
I guess this just kind of...
I know, right?
This just kind of proves it.
You got lucky.
I got lucky
let's
a
say
lot.
You got lucky. So...
Sex in the what?
I know the first one out of the gate, he was like, what?
What?
Well,
lucky guess.
So in the past year or 2 years, you know, we've covered about 30 some odd topics.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
at first, our show wasn't a weekly show.
And we got to go on a field trip, which we're going to go on again soon.
So
hopefully it's on a weekend, so Kristen will be off and I won't have to ask off.
I'm sure they'll have it on a weekend. We're talking about the Aurora, Texas UFO.
shootout. Excited.
Festival.
Okay, is everyone excited as I am? I'm so excited.
I am excited. God, and hopefully we get to see...
Because now I know what's in store, and I'm so freaking excited.
Hopefully our friends from the TX Files and UFO Buster Radio and...
I'm going to buy so much stupid shit and
Best Darn Galaxy Diddly.
Paintings.
Hopefully they'll all be there.
Right.
I'm going to bid higher on Galaxy paintings this year. I got money. I'm coming for you.
But yeah, some stuff that we have coming up for
and
the...
Rudy, don't bid against me.
Oh, yeah. He bid against me
on my freaking painting last year.
I really
year.
Wanted it. But then somebody came like, in and bid like $100 more
than
us.
He's like, in fairness, so. I wanted it too.
Yeah.
But for some of the upcoming stuff we have, the next episode is going to be Pizzagate. Then we have Denver International Airport coming up. And sometime within the next month or so, we're going to let... What?
Don't say that. Just Why? Let it be a surprise.
Oh, well, then I'll edit that out.
Just bleep it.
I'm totally
Make it all
you.
Conspiracy-ish.
Yeah. We should be like, hey.
Well, hey, then we're going to
be
doing...
Beep, this, beep, 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 blah, blah. Damn, it sucks.
Sorry. If I would have told them at the beginning
you
of the...
You would have consulted with me.
I told you that we were doing all this.
See, I could totally spoil the next coming episode since we've already recorded those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say anything about anybody taking it over.
Okay, I'm not. I'm going to edit I'm going to edit all this section out
know,
of us talking
I'm
about it.
That'd be really cool to surprise people.
I did, on this anniversary show, want to talk about, like, what got the show started. Because I think this the little origin story, I don't know if I've ever told it in one of the After Darks or whatever, of where this show comes from and the name and everything. But it's the name Secret Transmission is kind of a play on mine and Tyler's and DJ's and Cade's little filming that we used to do called Secret Productions, which we have some videos up on YouTube, which I don't ever promote, so it's kind of weird to talk about it on here.
It really is.
But... It's kind of an homage to that, and one of the things that really got me interested in these kind of topics again was Tell 'Em Steve Dave. They had it's a podcast if you don't know, and they used to do these Overkill episodes, and they started talking about the number stations in one of them, and it blew my mind that these weird random signals were just being broadcast. And it made me go find the show Blurry Photos and a couple of other, you know, podcasts that do similar topics like this. So I thought, well, that's cool if we call it Secret Transmissions, kind of because that's the thing that was like, oh, I really want to do a podcast about these kind of weird things now. Plus, it kind of has a little nod to our terrible, terrible skits on YouTube that we only think are funny.
What, where can we find those said videos? In case we wanted to look. And don't you dare edit it out either.
It's YouTube. I think, do you know what you search? You can search Secret Productions.
I think you can search Secret Productions.
Or I think you can write Toby Von Doom. I think that's how.
I'm pretty sure if you go to your, whatever you listed as your YouTube, it'll show up under...
Yeah, I'll put a link in this description of this show. I hate the self-promotion or whatever, but they're not that great. They were just us practicing camera angles and editing tricks and stuff like that. We had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And then, Rudy, you used to do a podcast, right? Before this? This wasn't your first...
It was way back in the day. I don't even think it exists anymore because I tried looking it up on iTunes and I couldn't find it anywhere.
What was it called?
David and Goliath.
Oh, that's right. And y'all just talked about
Whatever. I mean, we rambled on one time about, is it rude for a bear to eat your dick if you're like camping in the woods? we got into an actual debate about that. He said it was rude and I said, no, you're in nature's territory. You're fucked. If a bear decides to eat your dick. So that's the kind of shit we talked about a lot.
How many episodes did y'all do?
Oh my gosh. Maybe close to 20.
And did y'all stop because it was just.
We just kind of stopped because we couldn't make time for it anymore. Cause I think he quit the job we were working and to do other things. And we just couldn't sync up.
You know, and I read somewhere that a podcast usually has like a life of about 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. So we're in the 40s now, and then we've got a couple of After Darks under our belt too. So we're well above the 40 mark. So I think we're doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
For a year or two.
Right.
How many years ago was that? Do you remember?
Oh my. Let's see. Go back. Carry the one. I'd say 4 or 5 plus years at this point. Mm. It was a while
back. So it may be lost forever in the internet abyss.
Right. Unless he saved all those files, it's gone. Because like
sad.
I said, I looked it up on iTunes a while back just to see if I could find it, and I couldn't find it.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought some history on the show, and we actually met you through Kristen at y'all's work. Shared job establishment.
Where? Just kidding.
On the side of the road.
She was picking me up for an easy 20.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought it'd be cool just to kind of have the where we came from or how this even got put together. And like I've said, this was all originally rushed together with one USB microphone. And just recently in the last 4 or 5 episodes, I'm sure you've heard me say, I'm sorry if I'm not very good with this mixer yet. So I hope the quality sounds good on this one too.
What's funny about me talking to Kristen about the podcast was she actually told me that you guys were recording one. And I was like, oh, really? What do you guys do? And she kind of hesitated and looked down like, oh, God, he's going to think I'm a fucking weirdo. And then she goes, well, we talk about conspiracies and like this and like weird stuff, and I go, holy shit, that's right up my alley. He's like, holy crap, I'm gonna have to start listening to this. I actually did listen to the episodes where I wasn't involved.
Yeah, you listened all the way, you caught up with it, and
yeah,
seen what we were about. You know, right. It is one of those things, like when I go to tell when someone finds out that I do a podcast or it. Because this is something I do all the time, I'm always editing, I'm always trying to do research, I kind of bring it up without thinking about that I brought it up, and then people are like, wait, what are you talking about? I'm like, right. Oh, why'd I do that? And then I have to explain, well, we do this podcast. And then most of the time you get the question of, what's a podcast?
So right.
You have to be like, well, it's
which
like
I find kind of strange these days, that somebody doesn't know what a podcast is. You know, unless you're over 40... You should know what a podcast is.
It's getting more and more common as right. The years go by. But right. You know, you got to say, well, it's kind of like an internet radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have to say, okay, before I tell you what my internet radio show is about, let me tell you that I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat. I'm not crazy. And then I say, we do a conspiracy show, and we talk about all angles of the facts, the quote facts.
Right.
And then we also talk about UFOs and paranormal stuff and anything else weird. And
with a borderline satirical take on it, too, though. You know, yeah. We don't really take it too seriously.
We I feel like we try to debunk or we try to prove it right completely. Right.
Or we just slow. Man, I wish we'd do Flat Earth because I just want to decimate the shit out of Flat Earth.
Yeah.
You keep hesitating for some reason.
Because.
But I want to crush it. I want to crush it in all of its glory.
I want to believe in it just so I can argue with you, but that's the problem. I don't believe in it, so I think it would just be all of us just
bashing kind of
taking
it.
Yeah, taking a dump on it and just not...
Because I'll remain unbiased.
Yeah. You and Big Fluoride.
Okay, you brought it up this round. All right, I was going to keep Big F out of this, but you brought it up. You must need some toothpaste. I can get you hooked up.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I do. Thank you. Thank you.
I got some new shoes over there to hook you up or what?
Fuck yeah, man. On the cheaps.
Oh, man. Well, does anyone else have anything to say about the show or, you know, anything about the last year? What's your favorite episode? That's a good question. What's your favorite episode? If you were suggesting one episode, and I know most of you don't listen to them. Most of you don't listen to them, Tyler. Kristen, hey. Rudy.
I sit here and record them, just kind of like you. I already know what's being said. I already know the spoilers.
I have to listen to these almost like 2 or 3 times
right.
Before they go out.
Right.
So, but if you had to say, okay, that was a cool episode. We had a lot of fun with that one. What would you suggest?
Prohibition.
Prohibition. God.
It was such a fun episode.
That one was a fun episode.
Yeah, the Prohibition one, I like that one because just bullshitting and talking, you and Rudy came up with a real conspiracy theory that no one has ever talked about, and I kind of believe it.
Makes sense.
And we didn't, yeah. we didn't start that episode to
create a theory on our own about it.
No, we had no intentions of even saying there was a conspiracy. We were just kind of like wanting to show the parallels of what's happening today compared to in the 20s.
Right.
And we found a conspiracy, which is awesome. So go listen to that one. That is a good one. Do you got a suggestion, Kristen?
What the fuck?
Hold on. It's because I was trying to say suggestion, Kristen. Okay. And I can't say suggestion hardly. Come on.
I want to know who Kristen is.
Yeah, me too.
It's my slurring tongue.
Oh, it's your slurring something, all right.
Come on, do you got a suggestion? Suggestion?
We know you like to screw up words, but this is pretty major.
I know.
No more picks for you, bud.
Exactly. I don't know.
Dead air.
I'll cut it out.
Dead air. No, don't cut it out. Just me and Tyler continuously sitting here saying dead air over and over again.
What's my serial killer one?
The Ed Gein one?
Yeah, Ed Gein. That's my favorite. Ed Gein.
Where we found out that you would definitely use every part of the body as skull bowls, and you wanted to know if they were microwave safe.
It works.
And I honestly don't see an issue with that.
You're just as bad as
recycling.
Yeah, that's what I said in the episode. I swear to God, I said it's recycling.
Right.
So what do you got for a suggestion?
I've really got two favorites. Before I started actually recording with you guys, I think the Salem Witch Trials, for some reason, that was a really funny episode for me. That was a good episode.
I feel like and that was when Evan and Tina were recording with us pretty regularly.
Right.
And we were told via YouTube comments that we got a lot of stuff wrong.
Right, which is what made it great, is, you know, just, so, yeah, if you just listen to it for entertainment value, you get a lot out of it as far as being entertained.
Yeah.
But as far as the ones with me recording with you guys, my personal favorite is Alyssa Lamb. I really like the way that one went.
That one was a good one. We had a bunch of good theories on, I'd say theories. We had a bunch of weird, every kind of, your conspiracies, you had some
just
paranormal.
A lot of different angles on that one.
Yeah. The elevator game.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know about that, so you started freaking them out. That was good stuff. I really like that one. Alyssa Lamb. And Mel's Hole, for some reason. I freaking just love Mel's Hole talking about
Mel's
that
Hole, because Caleb, you can hear him snoring.
Oh, my Mel's God. Hole. Huh?
I'm sure you like talking about Mel's Hole.
Hey. Sometimes Mel's Hole just needs a little love, okay?
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know over there.
I don't even know where he lives.
Washington, not Virginia.
Hey, that's got to be one of the funniest moments in our time travel episode when Evan was like, he was drunk.
Washington.
He goes, I don't even remember what he was. He was trying to say something about like time traveling, time traveling back to the time of George Washington.
Uh-huh.
But he goes, I would time travel to Washington, and it was just the funniest thing. And we were all like, What?
Which was really funny because around that time, like, this is when we first ever started really doing a podcast. We went over there and we set up and everything. We actually, Toby, out on this grand freaking station of oil wells, found a freaking bat.
Oh, yeah.
And we named him
Dracula.
And this motherfucker, we thought he was dead. And
he had a big hole in his wing.
He had a big hole, and we didn't know that they could, like,
it like healed itself within like two or three hours.
Really fast.
Like, okay, cool.
I don't know. There was a hole in his wing and he couldn't fly because he was caught on a barbed wire fence when I peeled him off of it. And I had him in a clear bucket and he had spread his wing and you could see this hole in it. I swear to God, less than 4 or 5 hours later, it healed up and it started flying around Evan and Tina's living room.
Yeah, we called what was it? The
Bat Sanctuary?
Sharkarosa.
Yeah, whatever it was.
We called Sharkarosa and asked them if they would want it, and they said, no, we don't really do bats. And then we were in there and we had it in this little terrain thing, like our gecko is in, you know, like an aquarium thing.
Yeah.
And they went to open it up and they're like, oh, let's see if it'll flutter around. And this motherfucker started to fly. I was down on my freaking hands and knees with my head down like it was a tornado shelter. And our friend Tina, she starts screaming. And I said, don't scream. Bats know. They can hear the echo and the voice. And then I look up and Evan has a pot holder on one hand and another pot holder on the other. And he's like trying to clap it in the midair. And I'm and she's screaming. And I'm going,
they were ducking. They were hitting the floor because it was flying around the house. And it was funny.
They finally caught it. And we're like, oh my God, it flies. It flies. And they got it back in there. And then we actually took it outside. There is a video of us releasing it. And we're like, bye, Dracula.
Yeah. I don't know where that's at either.
I have it on my phone.
Oh.
It was cool. We let it out in the middle of Denton. Just so you know.
No, we didn't. Allegedly left
it out.
No,
we left it out in the middle of Denton.
I don't know if we can do that.
We can.
Just bleep it out.
Bleep,
bleep.
In
the middle of bleep, bleep, bleep.
You know, I'd have to suggest the Heaven's Gate cult. I thought that one was fun interesting.
That one was good, too. You still go to their website, by the way.
Yeah.
In case you haven't listened to that episode.
And then, you know, I liked our interview with Keith Linder of the Washington State Poltergeist. Yeah. And hopefully in the future we can get him on again to see the updates that he's had since the last time we talked to him. And I liked our Mandela episode. I know we just talked a lot of Mandela.
Oh, gosh. I did like Mandela till he just fucked me over in this game show.
Yeah. Mandela was... That one blew my mind. I think that's the one that really messed me up bad, just because the JFK part.
Right.
There's four seats.
Apparently
not. But
there's
six.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one still messed me up.
And you can find...
People still argue with me on Twitter about that, too,
You can find photos of both a four-door or a four-person and a six-person sedan, so...
Well, and one of the museums or something, they have...
It is a four.
It's a four-seater.
Actually, the one in Dallas is a four-seater.
Yeah, so, I don't know. See, we're back on it.
Yeah.
But,
escape it. Oh, the big one's Bible verses now.
What is that?
Completely changed the King James version of the Bible.
Really?
Like, very popular lines and phrases and sayings.
I would love to get someone that's more religious than I... that's studied the Bible and knew the verses, and they can... I'd love to talk to someone that knows it by heart, right. And they're like, no, see, this is completely different.
A couple of them, like, the word couch is suddenly in the Bible.
Weird.
Which that word wasn't invented until, I think, the late 1800s. Mid to late 1800s. And also, they refer to them, instead of wineskins, wine bottles. They didn't have bottles back then. They were in pouches, like, I think it was like, was it sheep or lamb?
Bladders?
Yeah, something like that. So,
that's
yeah.
what I always thought.
Yeah. So instead of wine skins, like it used to be, it's wine bottles now, and everyone's like, where the fuck did these bottles come from? They didn't have bottles back in those days.
Yeah, I think I would suggest the Mandela episode just because, you know, we talked a lot more pop culture, really, than any history stuff, but...
And if you really want to get your mind blown, and if you know anything about the Bible... Go back and reread some of your favorite verses in it, because it's been completely foobarred by the Mandela effect.
What about the Satanic Bible?
Don't really dabble, that I will be willing to admit to on air, so I don't know.
he's sitting there like, Hail Satan!
How dare you?
Well, I guess that's going to be it for this anniversary edition of our 1 or 2 year celebration.
And I hope you title it that, too. The one or two year. Okay.
And the next year, it's going to be the two or three. Every year, it's going to just add a number.
Yep.
Anything else you got to say, Tyler?
Nope.
Kristen? Christian?
Christian. Damn. Keep digging that hole
it's
there,
It's because I said suggestion and Kristen, and it just went... Bleh.
It's not even a good cover.
It's okay.
I got tongue-tied saying suggestion. You got anything to say, Rudy?
You got tongue-tied saying and before on one of these shows.
I know. Don't go back and listen to anything in the old episodes, because it's just
I'm still waiting for that count from,
Shit. No.
Even from, like, the last 10 episodes, I like to hear how many times he's like...
yeah. I know, I'm the world's worst. Or so. I do that a lot, too. So. Yeah, back to what we were talking about. So, okay, let's end it here. Here's to another year. We'll have champagne bottles going. Okay. I won't even add that sound effect in now, just so people can hear. You go, psh. All right, well, we will see you on the flip side or something.
Next year.
Well.
Yeah. This will be aired. Damn it, we can't even do that stupid joke. See you next year. It is next year. Oh, it is next year.
Yeah.
Say here's to a new year.
Yeah.
Well, here's to another year. How about that?
May it be as strange and effed up as the previous.
Hell yeah. Always. That's perfect way. Adios.
Ciao.
Bye. Well, that's going to do it for our 1 or 2 year anniversary. We're not sure, so hit us on Twitter at Secret Transpod. Tell us what you think. Is it 1 or is it 2? Because I don't know. But I would like to take this opportunity to shout out a bunch of different shows that have promoted us, that have had us on, that have been just very nice and kind to us since we've started the podcast. Crises vs. Bloot, Podians of the Galaxy, Geek Yogurt Podcast, The Royal We, The TX Files, Tattooed Bananas, Passers By Podcast, Random Ramblings with Rob, Careless Deviation, Rassle Nerds, Alien Theorists Theorizing, The Rumor Flies, Best Darn Diddly, The Mike Kings, The Parlapod, The Drift and Ramble Podcast, Podcast 1289, Watch Talk Wrestling, It Gets Weird, Project Archivist, UFO Buster Radio, Is Anyone There? Jake and Tom Conquer the World, Moviesaurus Rex. The entire Podern family has been very helpful for us, and we love everyone, and we help support everyone that uses the hashtag Podern family. And, of course, the Podcast Radio Network, which we're on every Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can go to their website. It's podcastradionetwork.net. They've helped us out a ton. And just a few personal shout-outs I'd like to give. Andre, the almighty psyche Andre. James, Patrick, Sharky, Jason, Nock, Manny, Mike, Justin. I refuse to try to say anyone's last name. Just, come on, I've got a reputation. I'm going to mess up everyone's last name. So, if I said your name, you know who you are, and I appreciate you. And thank you for keeping me entertained on Twitter. And even, you know, Keith Linder, he came on and helped us with the episode. Let us talk about his poltergeist experiences that he's had. And there's a couple other shows that I'd like to give shout-outs to, because without these shows, there wouldn't be a Secret Transmission podcast. So Tell Them Steve Dave, Blurry Photos, The Unbelievable Podcast, they'll never hear this, but without those three shows, this show wouldn't exist. So thank you, everyone. We've had a great year, or two, I suppose. And we're gonna keep going with this thing. So thank you, everyone. And we will have our Pizzagate episode next week. So stick around for that one. That'll be a good one. And Mike Mock 44 and Steve Hicks, y'all can take y'all's one-star reviews and shove them up your ass. I really wish y'all would have given us a better opportunity, jerks. So go give us a 5-star review if you do like our show. That'll make me feel better. My ego has been hurt by those two idiots. But anyways, again, we appreciate everyone that listens. I've missed so many people, I'm sure, with my never-ending list of just names. But we appreciate everyone that has given us a chance. And who listens to us ramble about crap we know nothing about. So we appreciate each and every one of you, and we try to put out a quality show. So thank you. And come back next week and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Burp sound.
I stopped right before. Testing, testing, Toby, 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 testing, 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 Toby, Toby, Toby. Where do you want to go?
In a world full of sound checks, I was the worst.
Keep going.
A test, check, 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 1, 2, check, check, check.
Okay, Tyler?
There was one sound check that rose above them all, and it was mine.
Give me some more, Tyler.
Check, 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 check.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.
Hopefully it's the fuck you over round.
Oh, that was the last round, all right.
Well, there's two rounds in a row, baby. It's coming. It's coming, I hope so. Otherwise, it's going to be fuck Kristen round, because it's either you or me, or...
This is going to be the comeback king.
Tyler
right here.
Tyler seems to be really good at guessing over here.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The guess master over there.
I wish
on
I was
his,
that,
on his reptilian ship.
I wish I was good at guessing in high school.
He probably
yeah,
has
no
some
kidding.
Chip in his fucking head from the Navy that's like... boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. Giving him all the right answers.
Yeah.
Access granted.
It's possible. He's a sleeper agent.
Mm-hmm.
American Ultra.
Must kill.
Adventure where the service is toxic and never again.
Tonight, some of the great, all-time great boxers. And...